here at the community of seventh grade. This is my seventh year teaching and my third year here at KPA. I would like to start by giving you an idea of how some of our most vulnerable students enter our school every day. Think about your worst day. Think about that day where you couldn't focus. You were distracted, stressed, upset. And then think that's your every day. That's your baseline. That's how many of our students are entering our classroom every day. So they don't know what to do when they experience those good emotions, and they definitely don't know what to do when things get tough. Let me just give you three incidences that have happened in the past month that have interfered or interrupted the learning of other students and or the students themselves. So in the middle of class, trying to teach science, I had students who want to talk about situations where they've witnessed domestic violence as a child, just bringing that up in the middle of class. Trying to teach about atoms, molecules, cells, but if you have that on your mind, how can you expect a student to attend to that stuff when they are thinking about the things that are coming up for them at home? And another student who wanted to bring up the fact that their parent is in jail. It weighs on them. They can't focus on what I'm trying to teach because they want to talk to somebody. They want to talk to somebody so bad they're willing to bring it up in front of 25 other students. The third example I'm going to give is, I haven't seen a student for 3 weeks. The student has been in the building as far as I know, but is so distraught about the issues they're dealing with, they can't make it to class every day. I don't know where they're going. They're not in my class, but I see on the attendance that they're here. So we need more mental health support. These students, they want to talk to somebody. They want to deal with their issues. Some are even begging for counseling, begging us for counseling. Counselors and programs with a highly trained staff is really important, not just throwing something together. We need people who know what they're doing. An ALP program that includes behavioral and emotional component is a must. Currently, we're just understaffed with these mental health professionals. The guidance department is working tirelessly to support our children, but the numbers aren't in their favor. We have over 200 students per grade. We have one guidance counselor per grade. We have one school psychologist for over 600 students, and one social worker for over 600 students. They give their hearts and souls and try to meet as many students as they can, but 1 to 600, I mean, you wouldn't give one teacher for 600 students. You wouldn't allow even one teacher for 200 students. The mental health support, the guidance, the counselors, they're becoming just as important as regular teachers in order for some of these students to make it through the day or to get them to a point where they actually can learn and pay attention. I worry for these students. I want to help them. I want to talk to them. I want to give them my time. I have students who sometimes even try to come to my room from other classes to talk to me. But I can't not teach. I like teaching. I love science. Kids know how passionate I am about it. I tell them how much I love it. I want to teach them that. I want to inspire them. I want to give them that. But I can't. I can't when I have somebody interrupting with that kind of heavy, heavy information. And I don't want to silence them. I want to give them the opportunity to speak, but that's not the time or the place. So then they have to leave my class, which means then they're not learning. They're falling behind. Then they get angry because they're behind and they can't catch up. So I urge you to please consider the mental health aspect just as much as the behavioral aspect. It's just as important.